Carlos, Ron Washington was very complimentary of your offense last night against Tyler Anderson. Said that everybody worked professional at bats. What did you see from your guys top to bottom? Because, as you know, the Angels are seeing you guys for the first time, but we've seen the Mets now all season kind of do this. What have you seen from your guys?
It's a deep lineup, and it's a dangerous offense when we are controlling the strike zone. When we're laying off some tough pitches, especially when they're ahead in counts, you know, our hitters, you know, the two, especially a guy like yesterday we were facing Anderson, that we knew going into the game that the changeup was his pitch, especially when he, you know, he was behind in counts. So 2-0, 3-1, we knew that was going to be his pitch. And for us to go out there and actually execute that plan, not chase as much, just make him come to the strike zone so we can do some damage. We created traffic the whole night last night. We didn't get the big hit. Obviously, P got that two-run homer that got us going. But overall, you know, when we're going well, we're controlling the strike zone.
At this point in the year in August, what is the synergy like in the hitters' meetings before the game, getting ready for, okay, another night against a new pitcher?
Look, it's the same. You know, obviously, we know where we at, but we treat every day the same. We go out there, we get together as a group, and guys will talk about our approach, individual approach as a group, how are we going to attack certain situations, certain spots. Obviously, we're facing a guy today that we're not familiar with it. Yesterday, there were some at-bats prior to last night. So, guys, we're pretty familiar with Anderson, not so much today with Soriano. But, yeah, every day, you know, we're trying to keep it consistent. We try to keep the same routine and the preparation, the attention to details is important. So every day for us is the same, different conversations, but yeah.
Got pretty fired up on that Lindor bunt last night.
Yeah, you might want to ask him how it went down. But yes, they were giving it to him, and I'm glad with nobody out and running our first base, you know, he just laid one down and basically walked to first base, and we got a rally going out of that.
A couple other things about the offense last night. Pete Alonso, just his impact when he's going right. How much, as a manager, is it just so comfortable to see, hey, this guy's going to give us a lead here?
Yeah, I think we are all seen it before. You know, this is a guy that can carry a team at any time, and he can carry you for 2 weeks, for a month. And when he's going, like, man, we could be pretty scary here. We saw it yesterday. We've seen some signs as of late. When he goes out there with conviction, when he's controlling the strike zone, he can hit the ball really hard, you know. And, yeah, we're going to need him. He's in the middle of our lineup. There's a reason why he's Pete Alonso. And, yeah, there's some good signs as of late.
I have to get the Carlos Mendoza batter return to normalcy chart. You have searching, getting close, close, and there. On that chart, where is Brandon Nimmo after a kind of a simple three-hit night last night?
He's getting there. He's okay. Not there yet. It was good to see him get three hits, especially against a lefty. He's going through it right now, you know. But he's still going to give you a professional at-bat. He's still going to find a way to walk. He continues to control the strike zone. He's just a little off missing pitches, then he needs to be doing damage. But like I said, he's getting there.
Okay. Thanks, Carlos.
Yeah, you got it.